The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to.
Because there's no one else like him.
It's Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Tonight's the night. Good morning, everyone. It's 6 a.m. on a Tuesday, 29 September 2020. Good old 710, KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Sunny, warmer, and 80 degrees. Wow. 77 Wednesday, Thursday 72, and we didn't get a chance to ride the leaves, as they say, and we're going to go do that this weekend. Got some beautiful days to do so. Last weekend was so busy with the MC1 Honor Run. On our website, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles, all the pictures from the Honor Run on Sunday. New column I wrote in the Cherry Creek Chronicle entitled One Ring to Control Them All. Tonight is the night, the debate at a time of mounting crisis. That's the headline. An election year like none other, the first debate tonight between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. How are you going to do it? What are you watching for? What are you looking for? I said this, the deep state versus Donald Trump. And Fox News asked a great question. They said, what does tomorrow's headline say? What are you looking for? What do you think is going to happen? We go to Kent. Kent, you waited. Good morning. You're on a radio show. Thank you.
How you doing, Pete?
Good, man. Thank you.
I'm calling you from North Dakota, but I'll tell you, I go back a ways with you. Back to when you were a traffic reporter and you and Bob Lee, Corvette, the L&M Steakhouse. I mean,
if you remember it, because I don't. Remember that line?
I remember that. But I used to be a friend of Terry Jones and Con Shader out of KLAK.
Well, TJ the DJ, disc jockey to the world, Terry Jones.
I don't know what happened to Terry. I know Terry, he's working for a big outfit.
He's no longer with it. We lost Terry. But
I thought he might have when he had a brain problem or aneurysm. I heard.
I got to tell you something. Someday when the book is written, I'm writing a kind of toying with this different things, but Terry did all nights. And I did, along with Bob, my mentor, we did the morning show. And Terry, and I tell you what, if it was me and you sitting in this room, I'd tell you some Terry Jones stories, light your hair on fire.
Terry Jones. Oh. Terry and I get to be really good friends. I mean, we get to be the best of friends.
Oh, man. How about that? And he was, I mean, I opened the book I'm writing with a story about Terry. I mean, as a kid coming into work, working mornings with Bob, and he was the all-night guy. Nah, Terry Jones, TJ the DJ, disc jockey to the world. That's a Norman Mailer. Norman Mailer wrote a novel called Why We're in Vietnam, and his kid was TJ the DJ.
And Terry Jones was the guy. I called you about this. Here's what I think, and I'm in my 70s like you. We're old-timers, Pete. I think that, and just don't quote me, but just think about it. I think Joe Biden's been sandbagging. I think this is a rope-a-dope. He gets on there and makes comments, and he has very lucid moments. I mean, he'll go on for 2 minutes very lucid, and then he has these disorientation moments where he doesn't. I ain't buying it. I don't think
that's great. I hadn't even heard that one. Rope-a-dope was what Al Lee did to Joe Frazier in Zaire.
Yeah, here's what I think. Yeah. I mean, I loathe Democrats and I loathe pro sports. I mean, you and I might have an opinion there. But I think this whole thing, those Democrats aren't stupid. I hate them, but they're not stupid. And everything they're doing is like, they get him in this debate, they brought that tax thing out, and Joe Biden gets on stage tonight. And he's not sleepy, Joe. He comes out bouncing. He's ready for a fight. And he's been around 47 years. He's been through a lot of this crap. This guy's going to be able to. He's going to have his verbiage, his demeanor. Everything's going to be up to par. This is all about steal the election. They don't have to steal. They're stealing it in a very circuitous way.
Yeah, Billy and I were talking about it. It's, you know, I don't know what Joe Biden's going to show up tonight. But man, you made me think. That's really interesting that Al Lee fights George Foreman. Everybody thought Foreman was going to crush him. And, of course, he did the rope-a-dope. He leaned on the ropes and let George punch away, and then he turned on him and dropped him. But Donald Trump, again, one of the things that I think, and the fight analysis, again, it really holds up, Donald Trump's behind on the cards. I mean, I know that people don't want to believe it and they're angry at me, and that's okay. But what he needs to do, what does your corner tell you? You got to go knock him out. He has to hit him so hard tonight that there won't be a second or third debate. That's how strong Donald – now, again, I like what you're saying. I really do. I respect it. But Trump
– this is on the whole pretense that that he's got to hit him so hard. I get your point.
He has to.
But that's based on the fact that he's Joe. All the rhetoric that we've heard so far – he's going to go out and hit Sleepy Joe.
Kent, I agree with you,
Sleepy
brother.
Joe ain't coming to the debate.
Well, again,
he's going to be alive and awake, Joe.
So I wrote this is a premier question I wrote down on my worksheet. What will you be looking for tonight? And I think you just answered it.
Well, I just put one other thing out before I go. This corona stuff. Now, there's 8 billion people on the planet. Now, there's 1,000 million in a billion, right?
Right, yep.
So there's 8,000 stacks of a billion people. Think of this, 8,000 groups of a million people. You take one away, you have 7,999 stacks left. A loss of a million people to this coronavirus is so insignificant in the grand scheme of things that it doesn't even flicker a flea's feathers.
Yeah, when you wait and compare to Black Death and Red Death and other plagues, or the Colombian plagues, you're absolutely right. But, in fact, we've crossed the line. A million people have now died. Hey, I'll tell you what. It is so good to hear a voice like yours, and especially to bring up Terry, man. That boy was something else.
When did Terry go, do you know?
I couldn't put a time on it. After I got sober, and I've been sober for a little, about 33 years, and I saw him a couple times after I gained my sobriety. I went in to see him. He was working. He was jocking in a country joint and crawled up.
The last time I talked to him was I think it was in the 80s.
But
he was working through some syndicated thing.
Yeah, they did a fundraiser. He got sick. He got. I don't want to do this on air, but But I tell you what, he was a hell of a disc jockey. He really was.
Oh, he was a great guy.
And he was a good guy. Right.
I figured he passed on, but I'm sad to hear that.
Stay in touch with me, man. This is a great call. It's good. It made the hour. Be safe. Oh, thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Thank you. All right, we go to Marcus. 7 after the hour. What's tonight? Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Man.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little disappointed because they gave them the questions ahead of time, and there's no critical thinking.
They know the areas that they're going to ask. I don't believe they know the questions. I think they
– Oh, okay.
These are the – topics, I guess. But remember, the idea in the debate is I can turn on you, you can turn on me. If the moderator plays it straight, which it's debatable, they're just jump balls. He's like a referee, ready, balls in the air. And then they go at each other over what one says or the other says. They know the areas. They know the topics. And you can bet Trump's taxes will come up.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you going to do tonight? How are you going to – I'm interested in how people are going to watch. What are you going to do?
Well, I was thinking about that time when Trump went overseas and they made a big deal that he had steak and ketchup.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm having for dinner while watching it. But I'm really going to be watching close.
What's the outcome? All right, dope it out. Who pulls this out?
It's going to be close.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they talk, they always say, Trump thinks he's really got an upper hand here, and I hope he's not overconfident.
Well, that's that last caller. That was really smart about as Joe laying in the weeds.
That's what I'm wondering. And like you said, it depends on what questions will be asked. I didn't know it was topics.
No, they know topics. Foreign policy, the pandemic, up and down the line, racial strife, violence, in the cities. That they're going to be general topics. But once once the cake's cut, everybody goes for it. And that's why Trump has, he just can't do well tonight. He has to do terrific tonight.
Yeah, and that's what I'm like you, I'm just thinking. I hope he's not overconfident, because that's when you lose it.
Yeah, and indeed, very good call. Well thought out. 303-696-1971. Yeah, I mean, I think tonight, the Donald Trump that shows up tonight, and we've been talking about how they've downplayed Joe Biden, and I'm like the biggest Pat Buchanan fan in the world, and Pat writes this today, and it's great stuff. He said, the same media fiercely supports and actually pretends to venerate the challenger, Joe Biden, the feeble, constantly lying, unprincipled, corrupt career politician whose mental disintegration is now so apparent and advanced he can barely speak. All right. Assume that's true. Or, I love what that caller said, he's sandbagging. But if he's been sandbagging, he's been sandbagging all along. But which Joe Biden shows up? It isn't a question of which Donald Trump shows up. Trump, and once again, because this is a fight, he has to hit him so hard as many times as he can that Joe doesn't want to come back for a second debate or a third debate. And they play the Pelosi card. Ah, he's not coming back. But is the deep state tonight versus Donald Trump? What Fox News had this question this morning. It's a good one. What does tomorrow's headline say? We go to John on one. John, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, Bubba.
You know, Hillary tried this tax thing, and Trump really had a good comeback. She said something about he doesn't pay taxes, and he told her, he said, Hillary, you and your husband been in politics for the last 30 years. Show me some of your legislation where you're
That was then. This is now. You know that this is going to come up tonight. Donald Trump, there are these stickers now that are out there that say, I paid more taxes than Donald Trump. That's going to hurt. You know, we can lie to each other, or we can tell the truth, and I think it's going
to
hurt.
Yes, but then Trump talked to the audience. He said, make no mistake. Yeah. These politicians, Hillary spends a lot of time on Wall Street.
Yeah, but we're not running against Hillary anymore. Now it's Joe Biden.
Well, he could turn that on to Joe Biden.
You want to hope. You want to hope. Tonight, again, tonight will set the stage. I think tomorrow when we're sitting talking like this, we will know more about the outcome of this race than we know right now.
Yeah.
And all you can hope for.
Got to hope he wins. Oh. I hope Trump wins.
You know, but if you're... I want Donald Trump to win. I want Cory Gardner to win, but I'm a realist. I've
got another question if you have time.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, I'm not real good at foreign policy. I really aren't. But it seemed to me like Trump is making some headway
great.
In the Middle
the
East.
The guy's wonderful. He's getting the Americans out of combat situations. He's coming home. The Israeli recognition thing is... It's Nobel winning policy. He won't get that prize, but it is.
What he's doing is going to work.
Oh, it is. Oh, absolutely. It is the equivalent of the Berlin Wall coming down. I mean, what he was able to do, and now the talk is the Saudis are talking to the Israelis, which never happened. I mean, this is big stuff, and he's getting zero credit for. In fact, the story doesn't even exist. Yeah, getting the hell away from these people as fast as you can. One of the things that Donald Trump did is he made the country energy independent. The problem of American foreign policy since after the First World War, screwing around with these people for the oil, stealing from them, treating them like dogs, kicking them in the ass, putting people on the throne, stealing their oil, stealing their resources, creating countries that don't exist. That was the foreign policy of the Europeans and the United States and the multinational corporations. Trump, who made America energy independent, and all these idiots like Hickenlooper that want to stop fracking and all this kind of stuff, we're getting away from the despots. We have to stay out of the Middle East. The Middle East is not our business. It's their business.
I think one of the good appointments that Trump made was Nikki Haley. I saw her talking at the UN, and that lady is good.
But again... Trump, this is why it's Donald Trump versus the deep state. The petroleum multinationals are a huge part of the deep state. They're a huge part of the Bush family. They're a huge part of the Saudis. They're a huge part of foreign policy back to Allen Dulles and John Foster Dulles, back to Woodrow Wilson. I mean, I can say that people say, when's the deep state begin? About 1913, Woodrow Wilson, the beginning of the federal banks and the tax systems, and U.S. goes abroad in the First World War, and that's the stuff you can look for the hatching of the deep state. But Donald Trump getting out of the Middle East was the most significant thing. What George Bush did to this country won't be righted in my grandson's life.
Yeah,
but
I
Donald,
agree.
But Donald Trump, I mean, this is major league stuff. He gets zero credit for it. But keeping the country energy independent, away from the Sauds, away from the Kuwaitis, away from the Bahrainis, away from these people, but principally away from the multinational corporations that run it. Get away from those people, the monetary funders and the bankers and those people. Get away from them. But that's the deep state. And they want Donald Trump's ass out of there so fast that his head will spin. And they bring
wonder how deep the deep state goes.
Oh, it's here. It's here.
I'm frustrated and mad at Bill Barr and this Durham guy.
It's here. It's in Colorado. The politics of Colorado. My best example is Cory Gardner. My best example is Walker Stapleton, Joe Biden. Beaupre, any of these people. They're Southers and the mayor of Colorado Springs. He was an operative being sent abroad to talk to the Saudi Arabians about a murder case here. I mean, this is stuff that it's deep state 101. And it's really deep. We have the deep Colorado state. We have the deep Denver state. If you think that Michael Hancock is the mayor of the city, is running the city, you're out of your mind. The city's being run by developers and bankers and bond daddies and fat cats and law firms and a couple of bums in the media that'll go along for the ride. Fat, cut, and dry, that's it. That's the truth. And when they don't like him, he disappears. And right now he's disappeared. The chief of police of this city is, it's sad. What this city did when the convention was here, go back and watch the actions of the police force during the time of the Obama convention. They handled everything. They rode around the city. They were turtled up. They just took care of
everything. They had a lot of horses.
They took care of every outbreak. Now look at the same city under Michael Hancock, Paul Pazin, and Jared Polis, and you'll laugh, but you'll laugh and you'll cry. It's all the truth. And that's how. But these are Democrats. These are the Democrats who run states. These are Democrats who run cities. I mean, it's very interconnected. The media is places like 9 and Channel 4. There's a follow-up story. Maybe we get Pat Neville on to follow up on the 4 story. Denver Post. They're horrible. They're absolutely horrible. They're not just horrible. They're helpfully horrible. I don't know. I appreciate your time. 303-696-1971. If you think about U.S. foreign policy, which is the delight of the deep state, going back to Prescott Bush and the rest of the Bushes and the multinationals and the people who really run foreign policy, use the military in Southeast Asia, use the military. The military is an arm of the multinational. And Donald Trump makes America energy independent. And now you can see all of a sudden everybody in the Middle East wants to talk. It's wonderful. Get the hell out of Iraq. Get the hell out of Afghanistan. Stay away from these people. Let them have their country. Get out of Saudi Arabia. Leave them alone. Or let them leave us alone. And nobody's going to let him do that, because if you get the Bidens in there, you get the rest of these people, you'll get it all right back again. Our friends at Anderson's Vacuum have now opened their Aurora store at 15261 East Mississippi Street. And, of course, their Englewood store is at 3424 South Broadway, open to serve you. This is good stuff. Now we're going into fall and, of course, winter and, you know, all kinds of stuff happens inside, keeping your homes clean. They have the largest in-stock, ready-to-go vacuum inventory in Denver. 30-day trial period, a money-back guarantee, all the major brands, Dyson, Beam, Hoover, Eureka, Oreck, and many, many more. Anderson's awesome staff will help you find the perfect vacuum for your home while giving you helpful tips and best repair service to keep your machines running longer and smoother. They have the HEPA vacs. The HEPA vacs are different from conventional vacs because they contain filters that are capable of trapping over 99% of all the airborne particulates. They have all the stuff to keep your homes clean. Vacuums, man. Get a new vac. You'll be like walking to the door, honey, I got a new vac. Or go as a team and get the vac. 303-781-3001 is their phone number. But I think the best thing to do right now, look online, andersonsvacuum.com, andersonsvacuum.com. Two locations, now 15261 East Mississippi. The Englewood store, 3424 South Broadway. It is way cool, and they're good folks. All right. 303-696-1971. How are you going to watch this thing tonight, and what must happen, and what are you going to look for? What will tomorrow's headlines say? This is the deep state versus Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump doesn't do well, everybody's got a world of trouble. 80 the high today. Hold on.
Listen live at radio.com. When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
Hank Jr., all my rowdy friends have settled down. 80 the high today, 77 tomorrow, and 72 on Thursday. This is the very first time, really, to a little bit after the show started, that we're wide open lines. And so if you were calling, got a busy, or you got jammed up, didn't get on the show, call back 303-695-7000. Just happens that way. The Washington Post, this is interesting. I'm watching it on the internet this morning. They endorsed Joe Biden this morning. They call him well-qualified to replace the worst president of modern times. This is this morning. The Washington Post editorial board issues an endorsement of Joe Biden, arguing that Joe Biden was the right person to replace the worst president of modern times. And in order to expel the worst president of modern times, many voters will be willing to vote for almost anybody. Fortunately, to oust Donald Trump in 2020, voters don't have to lower their standards. Right. Billy and I were talking. What would you say? You got 2 minutes. You're standing next to Donald Trump. He's about to walk out. What do you warn him about Joe Biden? That's really a good one. What do you warn him? The deep state versus Donald Trump. Watching this happen, phones are lighting up. In this time of uncertainty, now more than ever, converting everything into money, diamonds and gold and sterling silver, wedding bands, Rolex watches, getting things into cash, instant cash, on the spot. David Ellison, Cherry Creek, I talked to him yesterday on the phone. We're talking about, like doing this thing. Somebody said, you want to sell this? Woo. And David's been buying and selling precious metals and coins and jewelry in Colorado for decades. Longtime friend. David offers confidential valuations on real estate sales and precious metals and coins and silver sets and antique items. No obligation, free evaluation, private and confidential. Call David today, 303-322-8779. That's a good way to do it. You can look on his website, davidellisjewelry.com. You can go right to the location, 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North. Park and walk in. Bring in what you want the man to take a look at and give you a price on if you want to sell. So many ways, 6 days a week, and David's there, 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North, davidellisjewelry.com. All right, we go to Peter. Peter on the radio show Tuesday. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Man. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
You talk about what the headlines are going to read tomorrow. I say I believe the headlines are already written, and they're just going to have filler for the story.
Man, that could be too. Yeah.
I mean, please. I mean, look what's going on the last 4 years. What did you just say about the Washington Post?
Oh, this headline,
reporting Biden, worst president ever. You know, these headlines are already written. You know, I got people in my neighborhood here. It's a few Biden signs. And I talk to them, Steele dossier, Peter Strzok, Hunter Biden, and Burisma. Never heard of it.
Never heard a word about
any of this stuff.
Well,
so headlines are written. The stories will just be filling to back up the headlines.
Art, how does tonight go? What happens tonight?
Oh, I really don't know. I would think, I'm a Trump guy, so I'm biased. So I can't.
Nevertheless, how's it go? What do you tell Trump to do?
Just be Trump. Don't go on the defensive. I mean, they're going to try to hit you with coronavirus. I mean, you know what to say. Blaming you for 200,000 deaths. Just stick with, I shut the borders down. And you guys are calling me a racist. Stuff like that. We'll see. I'm just going to watch it. I'm not going to watch any commentary before or after. And I'll just make my own decision.
Well, that's all. I mean, I think that's very wise. I always had that thing that I went back and I remember it was Reagan the first time it hit me. I watched Reagan do an addressing the country. And when it was over, we went to the White House lawn for some jerk to tell me what I just saw. And I'm going, I remember that so well. I don't know what year it was, but I watched Ronald Reagan start to finish. And then we go out on the lawn, and there's some guy on the White House lawn telling me what he didn't say or what he said. And I'm going, I'm so stupid that you think you got to tell me what I just watched?
And
at that point, I quit watching all of it. But
yeah, as a non sequitur last week, that story with the protests, and I'm watching Channel 4, I think it was. Well, this guy drove into the crowd, and you're watching it. The guy's sitting there parked, and they got him surrounded.
Yeah, oh sure.
And, you know, guys, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe what I'm telling you. I'm like, you know, what the hell are you talking
but
about?
Again, that's front range television and news. It's, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen local Nielsen's for a while. I don't know what the Nielsen's I looked at were Nielsen's this morning from week three of the NFL. They're down another 11% across the board.
11 from last year or last week?
Last week. They're down again.
No. And, another 11%.
But they had there were highlights and lowlights, but it's on average, and we're doing averaging. And so week four, according to the people that I read, I don't know, you know, anything about professional sports, but week four will be the cut week. And if they're down again, and there's all these different studies that I've looked at, and Roger Goodell's excuse making that it's the virus, and no. I mean, you would think my opposite would be if nobody's in the stands, that would mean more people are home with the sets turned on, wouldn't it? I mean,
right.
It would make
right.
sense. But, again, exactly. they're having problems, and they know they're having problems. But if they admit they have a problem, then they have to openly fix it. And right now, I don't know. I mean, locally, I suspect the Broncos are starting to really dwindle as well, given what I'm reading about the performance on field. So, and that blows back, too. I mean, that goes back into ownership and, you know, what happens next. But I don't expect anything to really happen about the NFL because we have an election coming. And, you know, if the NFL suddenly decides that they get rid of all the Black Lives Matter signs and the rest of that stuff, that'll blow everything up.
Yeah.
They're in it now.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't been watching it, but people that do, according to them, they don't even play the national anthem or show it on TV.
They don't do anything. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's what the media has turned into, what professional sports has turned. Donald Trump, by the way, is running against all of those. I mean, a little moment ago we were talking about Donald Trump versus the deep state and talking about my take on Trump's foreign policy, particularly the Middle East and making the country energy independent.
Right.
That's incredible stuff that happened. We've been living off the Arab world and destroying their lives and.
For
decades we've been doing that since Versailles, since before Versailles. And so, and now what?
We shall see, man.
We shall see. I agree. Very
time.
Good, man. Thank you. Good
Have
call.
A great day.
All right, 80 will be the high. Billy's clearing calls. Tonight, what will you be looking for? How are you going to do it? Are you going to be, like, on the couch? You know, somebody said, do you have the right food? And it is the deep state versus Donald Trump. Donald Trump's running against the NFL. He's running against the Denver Post. He's running against Channel 9. He is running against, you know, some disc jockeys. He's running against school teachers. He's running against the teachers union. He's running against these people. And what do you think really happens? We go to Eric. Eric, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hi, Peter.
Morning, sir.
I'm just going to say it straight up, and you're creating all this anxiety and fear with the Colorado people because Trump is going to smash Biden just like it did Clinton in 2016.
I'll make you a deal. If Donald Trump doesn't win the state of Colorado, you never call this radio show again. Do you want to take the deal?
Why are you putting that onus
on
me?
No, you just put it
That's
on me.
Not fair.
I'm listening to you. What you just did to me? Let me ask you again. If Donald Trump loses Colorado, make me a promise you'll never call
I'm talking about the presidency.
I'm talking about the presidency as well. If Donald Trump doesn't win the state of Colorado, which is where this radio show exists in Denver, will you never call the radio show again?
Well, according to when I went
Please,
to
answer the question.
Vandermeer, and then
I'm creating
wait
anxiety.
A minute, let me finish. Yeah, you are because you're so negative these days. I don't understand that because you were so positive, Peter.
Want, if you want me to tell you a lie, Donald Trump's going to win Colorado, and Cory Gardner's going to become the senator. He's going to get a second term, and now you happy now?
I've been out there pounding the pavement.
I'm not what I. You know, I've tried.
Okay.
I've tried five times.
Hear me out too.
I've tried five times to ask you a question, and you won't respond. Now, Donald Trump's going to win Colorado, and Cory Gardner's going to get a second term. Are you now happy?
I want to converse back and forth.
I just
Can
did.
You do that?
I just tried five times.
Well, you
six
won't
times.
Give me a chance to open up.
I did too, but I'll try it again. Go ahead.
Okay. And then, you know, as a reminder, I want to say to all the beautiful KNUS listeners about, you know, why won't you further within, I mean, you know, add the fact that John Hickenlooper employed Raul Garcia Gomez that murdered Donnie Young and shot Bishop.
I'm the one. Eric.
Yes, sir.
I broke that story.
Peter, I know you did.
Okay,
and
so
that's what
when
we
you're
need
asking
to
me, wait a minute, when you're asking me something about why did I do it,
Peter, we need.
When you ask me about something I did, we broke that story. That was done by the Sheik and I. We did it. Donnie Young's murderer worked for the Cherry Cricket, and he had phony ID, and his grandmother gave him up, and I was part of the Donnie Young Memorial Ride to fundraise for Donnie's family. Now, what is it that you would like me to do?
Peter, I just want to reiterate on the Bandamere and then the Dirty Dog Roadhouse, how exciting Colorado is.
Great.
And then I want to reiterate the boat rallies that are in Texas,
great,
and Florida and
great,
Louisiana, young
great
man.
I hope you're right.
I just want you to bring up the spirits, not throw it down.
Well, I'll do the radio. Well, here's what we'll do, Eric. I'll call you at the house in the morning. You tell me how you want the radio show done.
I just want my opinion to be, you know, brought
Eric,
out to,
Eric,
you know,
your
all
opinion,
the NUS family.
Your opinion is on every day.
Good Lord.
Sir. You call every show in the city, and you're on every place, and your opinion, I always let you on the show, but don't tell me how to think or what to think.
Telling you.
Donald Trump is going to have a hard time winning Colorado, and Cory Gardner is going to have a very hard time getting a second term. It has nothing to do with me. If you think it does, you give me more power than I got, pal.
I just want to, you know, I know, you know, it doesn't matter with you how I feel about you, okay?
I
stood
don't
side
care
by side with you at the fish factory, you know, when me and you and my wife were standing there taking pictures when Casey was involved, okay? I was there with you. But, I mean, for you to be so negative, it just
I'm not being
me
negative. So honesty is now known as negativity.
Honest? Well, then bring some light to the
what
darkness,
light would you?
Spew.
What light would you? I'll tell you, it's really great. Donald Trump's going to kick the dog out of Joe Biden in the state of Colorado, and my man Cory Gardner is going to clean John Hickenlooper's clock. Now, does that make you happy?
You made my day.
There you
good
go.
Lord,
right.
I love
all
you.
303-696-1971. Not a chance in hell. What's the purpose of a radio show? This is the same reaction. God love Eric. When I said the truth about what was taking place with the went inside of George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and the invasion of Iraq. It was unbelievable. Same thing when I said, you know what? Barack Obama's life story is a lie. Oh, boy, that was a ride. Or that Patsy Ramsey murdered that little girl. Those are highlights. Those are highlights. When I said 19 years ago that Bush was lying about Saddam Hussein, there were people that I worked with that quit talking to me. That's a true story. When we did the Ramses, and it was clear to me by at least first part of January that Patsy was directly involved in that little girl's murder. But the, I think the one that probably took the most heat was talking about Bush and Cheney and the rest and the involvement in the invasion of Iraq. Now, I guess we can do the cheerleader role of talk radio, and there's plenty of people that do that. That's fine. I choose not to. That's fine as well. The guy's in a struggle. Don't kid yourself. You can pretend everything's great. That makes you feel good. That's great. If you think Cory Gardner is going to beat John Hickenlooper with those ads and that way that they're running that campaign, that's great. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. As I said to you before, if we lose this election, if Donald Trump doesn't get a second term, we are in huge trouble. But you got to be honest. That's the part that makes me laugh. And they keep presenting this tonight. What does Donald Trump need to do? He needs to go out there and hit this guy so hard. In the words of Mike Tyson, everybody's got a plan to punch him in the nose. But if Joe Biden just breaks even with him tonight, Donald Trump's in trouble. He's behind on the cards. We can talk about all the boats. We can talk about all the motorcycle rallies. We can talk about all those things that are out there. We can talk about seeing signs in South Dakota. That's great. I want Donald Trump. You don't understand how badly I want Donald Trump to win. But I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not a cheerleader. And I go back to times in this business that, I mean, there are life threats on me about, and I don't care about, it doesn't trouble me, but saying, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, the entire lineup are telling you lies about Saddam Hussein. Barack Obama's life story, I was the biggest racist in the city for saying, Barack Obama, I don't know how you become a racist for saying, look, the guy's lying to you about his life. I went through years of that. Patsy Ramsey, well, that was a giveaway. And that was now you're, if you want a cheerleader, hey, they're on the air here. You can catch them. There's cheerleaders on other radio stations. There's national cheerleaders. I hope Donald Trump wins, but you got to be honest. 303, I got to do this. Low mortgage rates. Here, I'll be a cheerleader for this guy. Save your money. That's amazing. You know, truth. Well, they Cory Gardner's got to do something with those ads. These people got to do something to bring this fight closer. If not, tragically, Hickenlooper's going to win. And there's nothing that could be worse for the state of Colorado than having Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper being senators. Why won't they listen? Those are lousy ads, and it's a pee-poor campaign. Low mortgage rates mean bigger buying power. The rates we're seeing today are incredibly low, and meaning it's time to get out of a rental agreement and look into getting a car, to look at a mortgage. American Financing, family-owned lender, has been helping you renters become homeowners for 20 years. They work with you. They work for you. Introducing you to the down payment assistance programs, creating custom low-rate loans with access to every loan in the industry. Sure to find a perfect fit for your needs. Stop paying someone else's mortgage and make today the day you call American Financing. Learn what it takes to get an affordable mortgage, and you can have your home sweet home. Please, it works. 303-695-7000. I did it. It works. 303-695-7000. AmericanFinancing.net. All right, Peter. American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. I'm sure there's some good things to read next on the Internet.
News Talk 7. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
All right, full lines, everyone, and now it's going to get good. It's a Tuesday, the 29th of September, 2020. 80 and warm and 77 tomorrow and Thursday, 72. All right, here we go. And Peter, you're negative. Irish, do the whole thing. Democratic roots are overwhelmingly negative towards Republicans. Yeah, I really put Jared Polis over. I'm big on Michael Bennett. God, how much I love Michael Hancock and the city council of Denver. Yeah, I could see where you could see that. Or Tay Anderson or Diana DeGette. Yeah. Pete, I'm a Michael Bennett guy. Pete, you pound on Republicans every morning. It's a D or an R, a two-party system. Pound some Ds. You know, I never say a word about Hancock. When have you heard me really be critical of Jared Polis? Thankfully. When have you ever heard me say anything about John Hickenlooper? Ah. When you're pounding on Republicans, you sound like a hack Democrat. Yeah, look how well the Republicans have done. They've done terrific. Gee, I should have supported that Walker Stapleton a little bit more than I did. You know what? We're not cheerleaders. I'm sorry. It's amazing. You know, I guess the truth hurts and cuts and really dices and slices, but I got to tell you something. You hate the Republican Party. You're right. I do. I want the Colorado Republican Party destroyed. I want it destroyed. I want it burned to the ground. I want to get these fat cat country club people, the stooges who run it, out of there. These are the people who gave you Walker Stapleton, and these are the people who gave you the Beaupres. These are the people who lined those people up and they got clipped. These are the Ryan Calls. These are these people. They destroyed Tom Tancredo, who really is the man. That was done here. That was done by them. That's when I really started hating them. So I don't know what you want, but we can do what you want to do. We can go to John on one. John, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, Pete. I've been listening to your show quite a while, and regarding Eric's call right now, the only thing that I'm going to tell you is be honest with yourself, and as long as you're honest with yourself, Pete, there's really nothing that anybody has to say, and in my own, you know, thought, you are being honest about everything. You're not a fortune teller. You can't tell the future. You only can tell, you know, things with what's going on right now, with what you see, you know, your perspective of everything, and you're being on the level in my own thought
about
everything.
Tell me what you think's going to happen.
What I think, what I hope.
No. Again, there's a difference. I hope Donald Trump kicks Joe Biden's can.
Well, right. Me and you both, Pete. Right. But at the same time, I just, I don't know. I think that Donald Trump had better really be very well prepared. It's kind of like this, Pete. Expect the worst, but hope for the best.
I always say that about everything. Hope for the best, expect the worst, and you will never be disappointed.
Exactly.
However, I can be hugely disappointed if Joe Biden wins.
Well, both of us.
But right now in Colorado, Joe Biden has a huge lead. They're not spending, the National Party is not spending money in here to promote Donald Trump. Now, the ads that are being run for Cory Gardner are some of the worst political ads I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
And so I can come up with a couple right off the top of my hat. First of all, the homeless thing truly is created by John Hickenlooper was the mayor. The problem just continued. And the trip to Turin, Italy is significant. And the only thing I can come up with is the people who bring most of that money here have also made that trip.
I'm sure.
And so, but again, you know, I hear it all the time. Like I'm pro Democrat. Yeah, I'm big on the Democratic Party, like Hancock and Wellington Webb, Federico Pena, Roy Romer. I've really been big supporters. The Clintons. Oh, I'd forgotten about my support of the Clintons or my truth about Barack Obama's life story that not only made me an anti-Democrat, also made me a racist. I mean, you go through it. It's part of the job.
Well, the Republican Party sure needs to do a hell of a lot more than what they've been doing.
They need burned down. Good call.
You know what I mean? They're not doing enough. That's the whole thing.
They are doing less than zero. Appreciate. Good call. We go to Dan. Dan, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Well, thanks, Peter. I'm glad you warmed up for my phone call.
Yeah. You're up.
I was going to say that I didn't want to see any debates against Trump and Biden because I've been telling people for a while, if Trump wipes the floor with this guy, which I think he will, I think I live in a bad neighborhood, and I think the riots will double up. I think if they know that Biden doesn't have a chance after tonight, if Trump does wipe the floor with him,
that won't make
there's going to be more violence.
Danny,
I know there's going to be more violence in my neighborhood.
Right, hang on a second. Let's do exchange. That's called the blackmail vote. If you don't vote for Joe Biden, the country burns. That's called the blackmail vote.
Exactly.
And that's out there as well.
I've been following Chris Wallace and Trump. Trump had an interview with him a while back, and Chris Wallace was just hammering him. And Trump was answering every question he had. He was answering everything, and he was going after Chris Wallace. And he was saying, why don't you ask Biden the same questions you're asking
No,
me?
I agree. I saw it as
Chris
well.
Chris Wallace said, I will. I'll call him. I will.
No, he won't.
He won't take a test. He won't answer your questions because he's too stupid. And
agree.
Chris Wallace right. contacted the Biden, and for 2, 3, 4 weeks, Biden's been saying,
one of the raps about tonight is that Chris Wallace will go in the tank.
I don't think so. Trump called Chris Wallace out and he said, you don't ask him, you ask him softball questions, you never ask him tough questions. And Chris Wallace was eye to eye with Trump saying, mm-hmm. I will.
All right.
And I'll tell you what, I don't like Chris Wallace. I think he's a softball thrower.
Real quick.
I think he's a Democrat. But I think Trump, we'll
know tomorrow. Stop for a second. We'll know tomorrow. So what does Donald Trump need to do tonight?
I think his son said it this morning on Fox when he brings up his taxes. Say, hey, at least I own businesses. You've been leeching off the government for years.
That's not the answer.
I think Trump's going to bash him. I really do.
Well, he has to. By the way, that's not the right answer to give. But so what? Having said that, Donald Trump tonight, Donald Trump needs to get in that ring tonight. It hit him so hard that he doesn't want to come back for round two.
It's like this, Peter. You take incoming every day. If I'm going to have somebody that takes incoming every day, I want him against somebody that doesn't. You do your job, and you do it well, and you are brutally honest, and that's why people like me,
there we go.
And that's why my company has you turned on during the day. We love you.
You're the man.
You're brutally honest, and just keep on going, buddy.
You're kind. On the other side, Mark Pearson from New Hampshire, then Paul Kengor. Tonight's the night, the web, 710knus/Peter Boyles, the pictures from the MC1 Honor Run, and then the new column I wrote up on One Ring to Control Them All about Jared Polis and the Lord of the Rings. Again, a huge supporter of the Democratic Party. We're close to the turnaround. Billy, why don't we do it now? And tonight, it's Biden and Trump. And when Donald Trump gets in that ring tonight, it's a prize fight. He's back on the cards. He really is. You know, you believe what you want to believe, and that's fine. That's great. But he's down on the cards. What he needs to do, as soon as the bell rings, hit him. And keep hitting him. And hit him again, and hit him again, and hit him again. I saw this morning, and I saw part of it last night. I thought it was really interesting. If Joe Biden loses badly tonight, there may not be rounds 2 and 3. They may pull out of the debates. So this is Donald Trump's night. This is the one that will get most of the ratings because it's the first one. He needs to hit him so hard that, you know, they said, you know, hit him so hard that he hit him on Tuesday, he wakes up on Thursday. That's how hard he has to hit him. And he has to keep hitting him. And it has to be going on. And so there we go from there. 303-696-1971. 80 will be the high. And then Paul Kengor is on the show. Stay right here, 710 KNUS.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710knus.com and click on Email the Show.